Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. The ministry of CEF here in Illinois is a happening place, and it may have been a long, cold winter, but now ministry opportunities to children are like springing up all over the place. So to tell us more about it and what's happening this spring season in the ministry of CEF here in Illinois is Jill Hostetler, and she is my friend, my coworker, and the assistant state director. So Jill, tell us what's happening here in CEF, and thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And we have had a really wonderful spring. It has been, and fall, this past fall too. So it's been a really great school year. I've been really excited to see all that God has been doing.
You know, I remember, like, we've been together for a long time, but I remember years ago, I mean, that's been like several years back, we were talking like, hey, you know, summers are like most of our intense season, and, you know, come to the school year season, and yes, we're busy, but, you know, it's not as intense as a summer ministry. Has that been changing over the years?
Yeah, I feel like it has, and I mean, it's exciting to see how many good news clubs are continuing to go, but then also new ones. We've had new people. I know last time I shared a couple that we've just started in that we started last fall that were happening that we've been praying for and kind of helping to get started, and that has happened. And now even looking in the spring, we've had two that have started or will have started, and then just even teams coming together. Maybe they're not quite ready to start yet, but they will be getting that training and getting going here in the fall. So it has been wonderful, you know, from the very get-go. It seems like, you know, we end clubs in August at the very beginning. And already at the end of August, I'm doing trainings. In September, we're doing trainings. We're already having Good News Club start in September, and they're really going through April. And unlike normally all of our clubs are kind of finishing up. We're actually starting a club at Charter Oak in Peoria here in just a couple weeks. So we actually are seeing one begin when normally they're all kind of are stopping. But Delavan just got started a couple weeks ago as well, and they'll be going through April as well. So it's been really exciting and busy time, but it's a good kind of busy.
Now, when a Good News Club first gets started, like for like Delavan, like how many kids like came like the first day, or is it like a slow start, or do you have a lot of kids that come that first week of club?
Yeah, well, we did in the December, we had done a Christmas party club because we would just kind of wanted to generate interest, let the kids know kind of what it was going to be like. And we had 40 children that came. And so it was really neat. And then we knew we would lose some kids when we started again in March. And so we actually had close to 30 kids that came that first week. So they started off really strong and are doing really well. The kids are really enjoying it, and it's been good. The volunteers love it too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we need to be praying for Charter Oak. They'll be starting up in the Peoria area. And then we have some other ones that I know that we might be working on, like Norwood might be one in the fall. And then I heard like way over in Western Illinois, there might be a school called La Harpe that we might be working on too. So it's just neat to see how God is just, you know, building this ministry, not just in Central Illinois, but around the state. So if someone's out there, they're listening and they're hearing about, hey, you can talk about Jesus and the Bible and the public school and this Good News Club. I mean, what if they're like, we want more information about how you can bring the Bible and bring the gospel into the public school? What should they do? What should be their first step?
Yeah, they really should contact our office, contact myself, and you can find that, you know, information available on the website, but contact me and then we can set up kind of an informational meeting. We call them a mobilization meeting where everybody gets together and we talk about what is a Good News Club, what's the commitment, what does it look like? So everybody can kind of see if they're interested in that, because you're really looking to gather a team. That's kind of the step one. You have kind of a team leader who says, yes, I am very interested in this. But then you need to gather that team, and we can kind of help with that and doing a presentation and just kind of a question answer. And then once you have that team of people, then we really begin that process and look for district approval.
That's wonderful. And just to give people an idea, we are in over 75 schools in all of Illinois, reaching over 2,000, close to 2,500 children on a weekly basis. If you think about that, from September through April, and some of the clubs, they even go into May. They even like some of them, they start the first or second week of school, and they go all the way to the end of school. So we just praise the Lord. I just got an email just maybe a week ago about a mother from a school in Eugene Fields, and just saying that her two children that were in that Good News Club and how much they've enjoyed that, and how they've been learning their Bible verses, and she just wanted to thank us. So I just praise the Lord for what He's doing. You just love to hear stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
But before, you know, other than Good News Clubs, I know we've done like Christmas party clubs and other outreaches too. We don't just do Good News Clubs, but do we do anything this Easter season?
Yeah, we always like to, you know, especially during different seasons, different holidays, we like to have a curriculum that's going to kind of talk about what's Easter really about, what's Christmas really about. So right now we're gearing up for our Easter party clubs, and we have a curriculum that goes with that, and it really helps you to come up with fun games and ideas, songs. It has a lesson with creative visuals. And so I always do a training for that in March, usually a month before Easter. And then many of our clubs will actually end with an Easter party club, or they'll do it within the, you know, the span of their, you know, spring semester. And so Easter party clubs are a great way to kind of get, maybe you have a core group of kids, but you want them to invite other kids to come and kind of generate interest and maybe get some new kids to come. So Easter party clubs are a great thing for existing clubs, but then also we've utilized them to do just extra little reach outs. Maybe like a club is going to begin kind of like what we did with Delavan, where we started with a Christmas and that really brought in the people. So we're doing some of those as well. We have a school that we're in Springfield called Hazeldell, and we're doing an Easter party club there. So we'll just kind of come and do just that. And then really our prayer is that we would find a team to really adopt that school and then begin a Good News Club there. But we're just trying to give, you know, the parents get excited about that.
So and it's then, kind of a jump start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we usually in our office, you know, our state office is in a residential area. We're right next to Prince of Peace Church. So we're partnering with them and doing an Easter party club there. And our curriculum is called Because God Loves You. And so we just want the children to come and to hear, you know, Easter isn't just about bunnies and eggs. You know, it's about the creator of the universe who loves and cares for you and sent his son to die on the cross for your sin. And he is alive, and that you can place your faith and trust in him for the forgiveness of sins. So that's really what, you know, I love about Easter season is doing that, those ministry outreaches. And it really just helps you to focus on this is what this is really about. Not do I have matching dresses for my kids and, you know, or, you know, all those other things that sometimes we can get really caught up with when it comes to holidays. And I just love that we get to focus on what Easter is really about.
And if there's someone listening, it's not just the CEF staff that does these Easter party clubs. And even if you miss the curriculum training, we have it in our bookstore. Just call us, give us a call, 309-688-9699, or Google us up on our website, cfofillinois.com. And you can just come, and we have the curriculum there. It's on the shelf. And so you can use it for your own children or in your church, or it's really easy to use, and we'll be glad to help you. You know, I feel like this spring season, we're like, oh, okay. You know, we're just now wrapping up the Good News Club. But just as we're wrapping up, we're winding up. It's almost like a spring sprint to the summer ministry. So we got two major things also that we're doing. One is a spring concert that we're having with the Kramers. I was wondering if you can just tell us a little bit about that we're actually having on the National Day of Prayer. And then also, like I said, spring, and then what's right around that? The summer season. So we got things that we're doing right now to prepare for the summer. So share with us about that.
Yeah, so on May 2nd, it's a Thursday evening, we're going to have an evening of prayer and praise with the Kramers. And we're really excited about that. Just a time to not only worship the Lord together, but just pray for our nation, for children and families, and for our CEF summer ministry outreach that we're going to be doing with the children in Illinois. So we're really looking to raise $40,000 for that. And that goes to just help meet those needs that we have for the training school, for our summer missionaries, and also for the outreach that we do, not only CEF of Illinois with doing five-day clubs, but also Camp Good News as well.
And then also you're getting ready for the summertime too. So right. I know you're looking for host homes for five-day clubs.
Absolutely.
And you're looking for summer missionaries that are, you know, high school and college age. So
yeah.
And we will pay them.
Yes.
And so again, if there's someone out there that's interested in either hosting a five-day club, or maybe they have a young person or college-age students that need a summer job but they want to serve Jesus, what should they do?
Yeah, I would love for them to just contact me. CEFofIllinois.com/youth has a lot of information on our website to learn more about that. But the best way is to just get a hold of me. You can call me at the office and that, you know, just talk to you about what the opportunity is, what the commitment is, and love to give you more information about that. But it's also available on our website too. But yeah, we'd love to have about 4 to 6 high school, college age students come and teach 5-day clubs. And with that, we're praying God would bring all those people. And with that, we will need additional locations. We're always looking for new locations. It doesn't have to just be in homes. It can be in community centers, parks, apartment complexes, anywhere that children are. We would love to be having a 5-day club there.
And I know this is a soft spot in your heart because that's how you got started. And so
absolutely.
And I know you really do. You're passionate about the summer ministry, about all the ministry.
Yes.
You know, I remember, you know, last year, this is not the first year we had the Kramer concert. We had them last spring. And we took time out during the program to actually have the people sharing prayer requests with them. And then they prayed for our summer ministry outreach, because a lot of people that don't understand that in just a 3-month period of time, we can reach like 3,000, 4,000, sometimes upwards of 5,500 children through our camp ministry and Friday clubs, not just here, but all around the state for CEF of Illinois. So, and I remember you telling me that you looked back at last summer, you say, you know what? I really believe that was a specific answer to prayer, that, you know, God, you know, showed up and he answered. So how can we pray for you and for the summer ministry of the state office? How can we pray for you? Can you give us some prayer requests?
Sure. Just pray for, again, that recruitment, just of the people that God would have to bring to teach 5-day clubs, and that God would bring that team that is needed. So pray for that. And also pray for, again, 5-day club locations. We're always looking for new locations. And I would say the third one would be for really team cohesion. We want everybody to work together and, you know, just be able to teach, and nothing relationship wise get in the way of that. We would just love for, you know, that 5-day club to be run smoothly. So just pray for that as well.
Yeah, we want unity to drip down from the
That's
top
right.
of our head to the sole of our feet and grease everything in between.
That's so, right.
Yeah. Well, I just appreciate all that you do, Jill, and all that our CEF staff does. And it used to be a time that we couldn't say that. It used to be just you and I, but now our staff has grown. And so we just appreciate what the Lord is doing right here in Central Illinois and around the state, and reaching boys and girls for Christ. And thank you, Jill, for what you do, because I know you do it for Jesus.
Thank you.
And you do it for the children because you love the children and you want them to know the Lord. Well, thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week and listening to Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.